last week.
That's on my gym playlist because it gets you going.
Yeah, it's not in my, for good reason.
Because you'll start singing on the treadmill or something?
Exactly. And you but on the drive home, I was singing Roar as good as I possibly can. And I am, I will tell you where I am. I am Gratiot and 7 Mile-ish.
Okay.
And it was Saturday when it was kind of sort of warm.
Yeah,
it was
kind of.
It wasn't necessarily like cold like it is now, but it was like kind of. So it was good enough where you can have your windows cracked, and I am just inside of Roar, and the guy next to me in it, a silver Impala guy. If you listening, you have every right to look at me like this, and he just looked at me, and he just I could see him mouth the words, "Really, dude?" And I just owned it.
See, I just
owned it.
And that would have made my day. Like, I would have been like, look at this guy having fun.
But that's, I like the having fun part. The having fun part is my jam. Like, you're talking to a guy now. One thing I do whenever I'm, like, really having a good time, for no reason, my little nerd comes out, and I audibly say the beat to Usher's Yeah. Like, I audibly, like, ooh, ooh. Damn. Like, I can do that. And
Jesus.
Believe it or not, it's normal in my house now.
There we go.
That's that guy.
Natasha, you're married to him.
Yes. My wife evaluates our marriage every day. Like, every day.
This is one of those things that I'm telling you, when you get in a relationship, you have to accept this guy. Yes. Run around doing that all day.
Well, I'd rather do that than what you were doing in the car that you have to do.
It's funny you bring that up, because now I'm being held to, like, my yearly review, or what I like to call our anniversary. Our anniversary is this Thursday. So I have to, like...
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And I have to kind of, like, make her forget about all the stupid shit I do on a daily basis in a 24-hour period.
Right.
Like, starting probably as soon as I cut this thing off and I go home, I have to be, like, a good dude. Like, seriously stereotypical good
dude. Try to be a good dude.
Like, I'm not bad. I'm not
Ray Rice
or nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's just there's a level of weirdness you have to accept.
How many years have you been married?
This would be four. This would be four. So four.
How long were you together before?
Four. So is 8 years of just craziness. Like some of the stuff. Like I'll tell you, Christy. Here's what you're looking forward to.
Oh boy.
I like to call it the triangle. You get the triangle is this. You want someone who's cute,
yeah,
fun, and smart.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But what we don't tell you is, you're only getting two out of those three.
Oh, no.
That's what I was going to say. I usually can find two out of those three already. So
if that person is fun and smart, he's not cute. If he's cute and smart, he's not fun.
Yeah.
And if he's smart and, excuse me, if he's cute.
Cute and fun, he's
and
not
fun,
smart.
He's not smart. Yeah. So
what one am I lacking?
Good luck.
Thanks.
So My wife has had to
cute and fun, but smart.
My wife has to put up with a lot of crazy crap. One of the I told you about the Usher thing, which is now commonplace. But one thing,
does she have that CD? I feel like you need to get it for her for your anniversary if she doesn't.
It is on, like, it's in my MP3 player.
Oh,
it
okay.
Usher's Yeah is so prevalent in my house.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I feel good because now my son is doing it. So,
God,
like,
awesome.
He's almost two, and he's running around the house. Ooh, 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 ooh. He doesn't put the Yeah on it.
When he's older, he's going to be like, what was wrong with my dad? Oh, he was way too into Usher.
He has no chance of being normal. Not a shot.
Usher might be like, he's amazing, so.
He would be held at the same standard we hold him right now for the rest of his
he'll
life.
He'll be something, like, maybe not Stevie Wonder, but, like, he'll be significant, like.
Yeah. And I am going to overhype the hell out of Usher. My wife, like, loves, like, smooth-talking Usher. Not me. Like, ever since when Usher got with Little John, that's my Usher, man. That is.
I'm not really into Usher, per
yeah.
se.
And
are
I
you into Usher, Christy?
No.
Give it,
I remember one time, though, I saw Usher open up for Janet Jackson, and the ladies next to me were, like, way into Usher. Like,
was it
going
me?
Nuts. No, no, they were into the smooth talking Usher.
Okay,
and
so sorry.
And they kept yelling for him to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
But
that's
we were,
not
like,
me.
Way
that's
far up at the palace, so... And then, this was a long time ago. That was, like, when Usher first started.
That was when we were kids.
Yeah.
That is what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
To get this, you're going to go through a whole... Like, I got to apologize for stuff that I've said. Like,